Church of San Francesco, Lodi. The Church of San Francesco overlooks Piazza Ospitale and is one of the town's main medieval monuments, with walls and columns decorated with an extraordinary array of frescoes by Lodi artists dating from the 14th century onwards. The church dates back to 1252, when the Bishop of Lodi, Bon Giovanni Fisiraga, reintroduced the order of Friars Minor, Franciscans, to the town, assigning them the church dedicated to St. Nicholas, along with houses and lands belonging to the Poca Lodi family. After a few years, presumably from the 1280s, the friars began building the new church, work on which must already have been advanced in 1290 when the remains of Bishop Bon Giovanni were received. The church was built thanks to conspicuous donations made by Antonio Fisiraga, nephew or brother of Bon Giovanni, which allowed the work to be completed in a short time. The trisected facade, with a tall portico flanked by pilasters, was left unfinished just above the central rose window and is characterized by open sky, double mullioned windows, a feature that can be found on other buildings of the same period, such as the Lodi Vecchio Basilica or Crema Cathedral. The wide interior is on the Latin cross plan, divided into a nave and two aisles with side chapels. The nave and the aisles are cross-vaulted, separated by ogival arches supported by cylindrical columns. The interior decoration, with frescoes dating between the 14th and 15th centuries, starts from the chancel and continues through the transept and the naves and aisles. Depicted on the webbing between the ribs of the central transept vault are the four evangelists, painted on a blue background decorated with gold stars, each seated and portrayed with his symbol. At the head of the south transept and next to the family chapel is the sepulchre of Bishop Fisiraga, a simple marble arch supported by two slim columns, above which is the great fresco with Madonna and Child, Saints Nicholas and Francis, and Antonio Fisiraga presenting a model of the church. The artist, an anonymous Lombard master, well versed in the style of the Giotto school style of painting, is conventionally known as the Fisiraga's master. The same artist is the author of the elegant Madonna and Child on the wall of the right aisle between the St. Catherine and St. Bernardino chapels. Another Lodi artist, who worked mainly in the San Bassianus Basilica in Lodi Vecchio, and was therefore known as the St. Bassianus Master, was also employed in San Francesco at the same time as the Fisiraga's Master. His are the votive frescoes on the pillars, such as St. Nicholas on the fourth pillar on the right, the Baptism of Christ on the sixth on the right, and an enthroned Madonna and Child on the sixth pillar on the left. A local school of painting originated from these important bases and flourished throughout the entire 14th century while staying true to the stylistic lines charted by the two masters. Part of this output includes the St. Francis receiving the stigmata on the fourth pillar on the left in the style of the St. Bassianus master and some frescoes such as the Crucifixion or the Visitation on the first and third pillars on the right respectively. Beginning from the 1380s, the decorative composition of the church took a new direction. The courtly style of mannered elegance, which goes under the name of International Gothic, spread also to Lodi. It made its first timid appearance in the regal attitude of the Ada Negri Madonna, clad in an ermine cloak, so-called because she was lauded by the Lodi poet, frescoed on the second pillar on the left, and in the delicate poetry of the Mystic Marriage of St. Catherine, above the entrance to the San Bernardino Chapel, which reflects the extreme formal elegance diffused throughout the Duchy of Milan by Giovannino di Grassi. Later, this courtly style became more prominent, as in the fresco with the enthroned Madonna and Child, St. Anthony and Donna, on the second pillar on the left, and the decoration of the fourth bay on the right, culminating with the Annunciation on the wall and the four doctors of the church on the vault. transition to the humanistic phase is documented in San Francesco by the work of Gian Giacomo da Lodi, a painter also active in the court of the Sforzas, who created the Stories of San Bernardino. His greatest masterpiece, in 22 squares, painted in 1477 in the Bonomi Chapel, third in the right nave. Shortly after the middle of the century, Francesco Soncino, a Lodi painter, pupil and assistant of Callisto Piazza, created the Transfiguration in the second Bonomi Chapel, situated in the right transept. It depicts St. Anthony of Padua meeting Ezzelino da Romano. The second painting, St. Francis receiving the stigmata, is signed by Lodi native Fra Sollecito Arisi and dates to 1601, presently situated in the second bay on the left. Modernization works were carried out during the 17th century, such as the chapels of the Immaculate Conception, right transept, and the Madonna di Caravaggio, second in the right nave. The Baroque transformation of the church continued in the 18th century with the complete refurbishment of the choir by Sebastiano Galeotti in 1740. In 1842, the church was assigned to the Barnabite brothers, who are still in residence.